Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today's edition takes a listen to Theatre Pipes as part of a duet or larger ensemble, as is the case with my opening track. This is Lynn Larson with an orchestra led by Jack Bethards, whose day job is President and Tonal Director of the Schoenstein Organ Building Company of San Francisco. Here's Duke Ellington's Caravan, recorded in 2001 in the Plummer Auditorium, Fullerton, California. Caravan, Lynn Larson, the Wurlitzer in the Plummer Auditorium, Fullerton, and the Jack Bethards Orchestra, taped during a concert in January of 2001. Scaling down the combo size, you can't go wrong with the duet of pianist Peter Minton and organist Jim Rosevere. This is a delightful track from a 1985 CD, taped in the Paramount Theatre, Oakland, California, composed in 1928 as a piano novelty. Sweet Nothings. Thank you. Sweet Nothings, Jim Rosevear and the Paramount Oakland Wurlitzer with Peter Minton on piano. Rob Richards, who is currently one of the artists in residence at Disney's El Capitan Theatre in Hollywood, has been on the forefront of combining electronic with pipe sound since the 1980s. On Elihu's Harmonica, a Zez Comfrey novelty from 1944, he blended the Wurlitzer in the Senate Theatre Detroit with a Yamaha FX-20 synthesizer. American organist Dave Wickerham played a series of concerts with pianist Dick Crockle, one of which was recorded for a 2008 release on a CD-DVD combination album. The organ in this arrangement of the Missouri Waltz is the Wurlitzer in the Performing Arts Center in McKinney, Texas. Thank you. The Missouri Waltz, the official song of the state of Missouri since 1949. The Three Sons was a concept rather than a fixed group, and its founders used whatever instrumentation fitted the music for an album release. In the case of When Yuba Plays the Rumba on the Tuba, they chose Ray Bohr and the Wurlitzer of Radio City Music Hall to accompany the other instruments. Three Sons with Ray Bohr, on a 1957 track which was re-released on CD by Sony Collectibles some years back. The American budget album labels in the 1960s were a good source of Organ Plus recordings. They were great for showing off their stereo prowess, much in the same way as Hi-Fi did with their George Wright releases. This is a track from a Diplomat LP of unknown vintage, featuring unknown artists and an unknown pipe organ. And for all that, Who's Sorry Now is surprisingly good.
Thank you.
one of the all-time great organ and piano combinations, Lynn Larson and Tony Fenelon with the Old Piano Roll Blues. Lynn was playing the first Wurlitzer in the Nethercutt Collection, Sylmar, California, with Tony on the piano next to the Wurlitzer console on that recording from 1990. That song's a favourite of the pair. Lynn has recorded it at least four times, twice with Tony. A duet of a different kind now. Cornetist and trumpeter Ruby Braff with jazz organist Dick Hyman on the console of the Wurlitzer in Keystone High School, Dormont, Pennsylvania. From the 1956 Lerner and Lowe musical My Fair Lady, this is I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. Recorded in concert, Dick Hyman and Ruby Braff with I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. To close out today's Hot Pipes Plus edition, here's a song made famous by Tommy Dorsey in 1937, adapted for theatre pipes and a Hollywood studio orchestra by Buddy Cole in the early 1960s. Song of India was composed by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and was recorded separately from the orchestra by Buddy Cole on his Wurlitzer Modern Hybrid in his North Hollywood home studio. Thank you. Song of India, Buddy Cole and a Hollywood Studio Orchestra, one of 12 tracks on an LP released by Alshear in the US and Marble Arch in the UK. That's all I have time for on today's Hot Pipes. I hope you've enjoyed this Pipe Plus edition and that you'll join me again at the same time next week for more great music played on the King of Instruments. In the meantime, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.